She's only touching the zera. There's not really a tum of a riya as she sees it coming out of her body, and then will not be soiser. That the loch of zayin nikiyim by a zava means she can't become tummy from something coming out of her body. But if she just touches something tummy, that doesn't stop her. So that's the loch here. If this isha was a zava, and she lived with her husband, and then after she starts counting the zayin nikiyim, now the second day zera comes out, is it soiser or not? Some of Rav said back to him, l'fum chufa, since he's so sharp, Shabesh, you made a mistake. That Nihinami the sauce, even if you want to tell me that's called a re, as if she sees Zera, so it should be says it should stop a count. But Kama Tista, how much should it stop a count? Tista Shiva, what do you want to tell me now? It should be Saisa all 7 days, she has to start counting over again. Why? Dai Kabola, why should it worse than if the husband, just like when the husband, if he's a Zav, and the Mili sees Zera, that Tista Yemecha, that's all. Should only be Saisa just 1 day. Rashi Tista Yemecha Dim came lay heavy with Sufim. That's what you want to say. There's only besides it just 1 day. The question is though why? The Pasuk says Viacha Titoram Rachmona Acharachara Lekulon Shlo Teitum Masekas Bineim. The Monashe, when you count Yizayin Nikim, it has to be 7 days straight, and you can't have any break in between. Therefore, it's a good shaila that if she would have seen the Sheikh was there, she become Tamei, it would stop her count. She'll have to start over again. Smar says if Sola Taimech. Zav Gufi, he asks the same question by a man. Heichi sos la tairosoi, how does it stop his tairosoi? The loch was a man, if he was a zava, and then he started to count the 7 days of clean, and then he saw zero 1 day. So it's only says so that 1 day, that's all, then he starts to continue counting. So the question is why? By Zav also the Pasuk says, Heichi sos la tairosoi amrachmono, shle te tomos amastekas b'neim, that he can't have any hefstik in between. So what do you say by a man when he sees there in between? It only takes away that 1 day. Why? You should take away all 7 days. Ella, what do you have to answer? Mayas Lachlamayim, what do you have to answer over here? Mayas Lachlamayim, Shaloite Tumas Ziva Masekas Bineim. That's what the Pasuk means. If a man's a Zav, he can't have Tumas Ziva in between. So here also, by saying that Tumas Keri does not really stop. It only takes out 1 day, but you don't have to start counting over again. So Achinam, that's why we could have the same shaila by the Isha also. Achinam, I'll tell you, Shlo Tei Tuma Ziva Masekas Bineim. So therefore, we have a good shaila. An Isha that was a Zava. Then she started counting 3 days as Zayin, 2 days as Zayin Nikiyim. And then the Zera came out. So we have a good shaila. Do we take away that 1 day or not? But even if we take away that 1 day, it's only 1 day. It's not Sais for all the days. Because we say again, she did not really see Zava now. She only saw Keri. So that's the more Sofi. Does that take away 1 day or not? Then it says, V'yein chayov v'maleyem al-biyas mikdash. Just hold 1 second, there's someone's by the door. 1 second. As a kid, so that's why the shaila is a good shaila. What would be the loch of Anisha's public shech v'zerum? Would it be mastered that 1 day or not? Then it says in the Mishnah that this chumra we have is only chumra mid rabbanin. They say that the b'nois kusim atamei. And therefore, v'yein chayov v'maleyem al-biyas mikdash. If somebody touches this the b'nois kusim, and then the guy goes into base mikdash, he doesn't have to bring a korban. But it's not a vade tum, it's only sofati ketuma. So Rav Papa igloy le tuach. Rav Papa went to visit the city tuach. Omri said like this: Eika tsum rabban, zeni tsum rabban in the city. Hocha eizel lakabel afe. Let me go visit him. Is Omri lo yisav to an older lady? Told him yes. Eika hocha tsum rabban. There is a choshev tsum rabban here. For Rav Shmuel Shmei, his name is Rav Shmuel. For Tony Masnisi, he learns brises. Yeh Rava, so she said like a bracha, like it should be, to have a kavosa, you should be zecha to be like him. So, Oma, therefore, Papa said, listen, midem mavorchi lebegavayu, since she's blessing me, I should be like him, shemarmini yirei shemayim, some of that person's yirei shemayim, is also lagabe, so let me go to him. So he went to him. So when Papa went to visit Shmuel, of Shmuel, is Roma letura, first he's mechabim, gave him a nice piece of meat to eat. He gave him a tura, an ox. And then also, Romle Mathis Nador, he asked questions of Stira Mishnaisin. That Tanan, one Mishnah says, and our Mishnah says, Ein Chayov Malay Mabias Migdash. That this halacha of the Bnei's Kusin, that the Tamei, if a man touches her, and then he goes into the base of Migdash, he doesn't have to bring a korban. The same thing, if it touches Truma, you don't burn the Truma, being Sofan Lame as a Truma. Well, I'm if Nesha Tumasa Sofi, because it's only a Sofi Digatuma. Alma, what do we see? Misveik lesafin a truma. Anytime you only have a truma, mach misafik, we do not tell you to burn the truma. So Ramino, I have a question. There's another Mishnah that says, Al shisha sveikis, there are six types of sveikis that soften as the truma. Yes, you do have to burn the truma. And one of them is al sofik bigdei amoritz. If you have a deket from an amoritz, if it's sofik, if it's tummy or not, and that deket touches truma, so then you have to burn the truma. It's come out like a vadai. So you see now, sofik bigdei amoritz, kloima, al bigdei amoritz, im noga bo nisrafo, mishum shema tummy hoya. So the question is, vahai kusi nami, this man, this kusi, typically, in noga mishkova betruma, if the kusi's mishkav, his bed, touched truma, you should have to burn the truma. Bishum the amoritz is an amoritz. Vevelay, that's like a beggar of an amoritz. Now we say the beggar of an amoritz is like vade tome, you have to burn the truma. So that's the theory. How could our Mishnah say here, with this kus, the mishkav of this kusi, if truma touches it, we do not burn the truma. And here it's mashmer, if the truma touches the beggar of an amoritz, you have to burn it. Some of Papa said, "Yehi Rava de Lisachel Haytura Lishalma." Like he said, Halavaya should be able to eat like this piece of meat b'shalom. Halavaya should be able to answer this question. He says for this Hokum Maskinon the Kusi Chaver. I'm just talking about a Kusi that's a Chaver. He's not an Amoritz. So it says Begodim alone would say he's not Tomei. That's why the Mishnah says only as his Mishkav. That's only a Sofik. Therefore, we don't burn the Truma. So Shmuel answered back and says, no, kusi chover boil neither mishavislay. If you say this kusi is a chover, means he listened to the Torah, then he wouldn't live with a neither then. So the Chori answered back good. So Chori Papa did not have a good answer. So therefore Shavke, the Papa left him. He was embarrassed. He didn't have a good answer. So the Papa left him. He was embarrassed to stay there. The Osla came with the Rav Simcha Rashi. The Papa went right away to ask Rav Simcha Rashi the answer, to find out what the answer is. Omalei, so Simcha Barashi said to her papa, my time, what's the reason, Le Mishanas Le, why don't you answer back, the Kusi Shetovo, you know what the Mishnah is talking about, our mission here, not that the Kusi was a Chover, the Kusi was an Amoritz, that's where he lived with his wife when she's a Nida, but we're talking about now, the Kusi Shetovo, he went to the Mikvah, V'ol, and he came up, V'doras HaBigdei Chover, and he sat now on top of somebody's clothing, the clothing of a Chover, the Ozle Bidi Chover, the clothing of this Chover now, the Nogam Truma touched the Truma. That's the case of the Mishnah. So it's like this. Di Mishum Tumas Amoritz, if Stam, the fact that this Kusi is an Amoritz himself, Hotovule, that would say he went to the Mikvah now, so that wouldn't bother us. Aye, the question is, maybe he lived with his wife to need in his tummy for 7 days, the Mikvah doesn't help. Di Mishum Boil Nido, that type is only a Sophic boil. The curve, Sophic Leibovic, we don't know when he lived with his wife when she was a Nida. Maybe true it happened recently, maybe a long time ago. So maybe he's not tummy anymore, it's only a Sophic. So that's why we don't tell you to burn the Truma. Viyim Tim Slamithin, you want to tell me, Bo the curve, that maybe did live with his wife recently? Sophic Hishlimosa Yorick, Sophic Leishlimosa. Even if he lived with his wife recently, it's only a Sophic if really she was a Nida or not. Because really, when she sees Dam, he's purished from her. We're only afraid maybe first she saw green Dam. So that's a Sufik if she saw the green Dam or not. Therefore, really, we have a Sveik Sveik. It's a Sveik Sveik whether this Kusi is really Tommy or not. And therefore, we have Sveik Sveik, Lo Safina Truma, that's really the Teretz. That if it's a Sveik Sveik, if the Kusi is Tommy or not, in this case, we went to the Mikvah. So therefore, he's not Tommy as an Amoritz. Only as this dinner is boiling either, that's a Sveik Sveik. So now the Mishnah says we don't burn the Truma. Mashenken over there, where he's a regular Amoritz, then the begotten of an Amoritz is like Vadi Tami. So Mura says, but typically, Mishun Bigdi Amoritz, although even if you want to say this Kusi went to the Mikvah, but still the Huri put on clothing. So the clothing that he's wearing, that clothing should be Tami. So again, if it touches Truma, which is say the Truma should be Vadi Tami. The other mark was we learned Bigdi Amoritz, Medras Naprushin. That the begotten that an Amoritz wears has the same tumor as if he was Doris, as if his Zav was Doris. So who his begotten alone should be Tomei. So how can you have the case again in our Mishnah to say that it's not Sorfin, why don't we burn the Truma if this Kusi touches it? The Chur, his clothing has a loch of tumas of an Amoritz. So if the clothing touches the Truma, it should burn the Truma. So where it's true, I'll tell you the Mishnah is talking about Omalei the Kusi Orim. The Mishnah is talking about the Kusi is not wearing any clothing in the Mishnah. So that's the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah, this Kusi now is not wearing any clothing, and he just came, and it's good, he just came up from the Mikvah. So therefore, Al Hilchas Amoritz, he went to the Mikvah. So therefore, if he touches Truma right now, that's the din of the Mishnah, we don't burn that Truma. Because the only suffix is maybe he's a boiler neder, which is a Sveik Sveika. Maybe he didn't live with his wife recently, and even if he did, maybe she wasn't really a neder. So in a slate sefer chlamid, that's a dintak, we did not burn the truma. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, "Benois tzedukim." A tzeduk is also like a kusi of people that not makabel Torah shabapeh. So these daughters, bezman shenogel mechas b'darkei avoseim, if they go after their fathers, harenka kusim, they're the same alech like a kusi. They're also tamei. Pir shul lechas b'darkei Yisrael. Let's say they did not listen to their fathers, but they know like a regular Yisrael. Then harenka Yisrael, they're the same alech like a regular Yisraelist. That tam minas tam, we say that Torah, they're not tamei. Rebbe Yosi Yemenol Yerlim Henk Yisrael, they always have lech like Yisraelis. Achieve for sure lechas b'darkei avoseim. Unless we know for sure that the benois tzedukim also go after the father's ways, and then we say they're also tamei. Ibola, the question like this: Stam amai, what's the loch of the stam benois tzeduki? So Tashma, bring your right and bring your both ways. Benois tzedukim is matching as lechas b'darkei avoseim and kusim. Mashmo stam like Yisrael, they do it stam like Yisrael. Aim to say what's the safer say? Pirshu, they go away lechas b'darkei Yisrael and renki Yisraelis. Hostama kikusis. So Moho like the mashram minof, and now Mishnah can't begin to prove it's might be it could be big both ways. What's luck of a stam b'nei sedukim? Are they tummy a tor? Torshim at the time of the time of this. Rebyesiyai miliyerle menki Yisraelis. These b'nei sedukim are like regular Yisraelis. Ah, sheyif for shalech of dakim asem until they can separate and go. We have to the father's ways. Michlal, then a Tanakama, Savano, that's Tomek Akusis, Shmamino. That's good for the Machloika. Tanakama holds the Minastam, the Benoit Sedukim, Alaikusim. Only if we see clearly they act like Yisrael is then the Torah. So more says Shmamino, that's a good proof. And according to Tanakama, Minastam also she's Tomei. And according to Rabbi Yosi, it's the opposite way, Minastam she's Torah. Lest we see clearly they go after the Dark Abbasayim. Tana Rabbanan. Maisa once happened, Zduki Yech, one Zduki Shesifer, he was talking in Kohen Godel Beshuk. Venitza Tinur Mepir, some of his spit came out from his mouth. Venof Lekohen, he fell on the Kohen Godel, Abba Godel, and the Godin. Veriko Ponish Lekohen Godel, Kohen Godel turned green, like he didn't know what to do. Vekodel Metalishtoi, he went to his wife, Ormuloi. Afopi Shenishay Tzedukim Hein, Misioris Minaprushim. Even though really that's Dukim, but you should know we're afraid of the Prushim. Omar Razal Nechachomim, as if to say, we know you clear, Hilchas Tum of Atayram. Therefore, you should know he's not a Boilonidus. So therefore, his Roik is like a Torah. Omar Rabbi Yosi, Bitki Imanu Behem, Yosi Menakil, Fehain Mar Razal Nechachomim, Chutz Mishachas, they're very careful about Mar Razal Nechachomim, these ladies of the Dukim. But Chutz, what's up, Misha, one lady, Shoyse b'shchunisena when our neighborhood shleiher radam chachamim umesa she died. So Mar says what? So if so, you can rely on them that the taka are not called berlinidis. For the Gemara though still, but typically when we come out that mishum tenura the amoritz, still the kohen gadol should be tamei because it's not worse than the spit of an amoritz. The chur the stuk is like an amoritz, even though you know he's not a berlinida, but it's like an amoritz. Omer Abaye but stuki chaver. Talking about no, the stuki was a chaver. So what are you afraid about altogether? If it was really a chavar, a chashver person, like he wouldn't live with a nida. Lama Rava, regal heavy. It's a drun diem tevim of a regal. The tumma sarwas beregal, gitarra shavid rabbanon. That's a locha. That the tumma benamorat is on with the rabbanon, and beregal, the rabbanon did not give him this tumma. The chsivit says, Vayosav kolishi swell al ear, kishechot chaverim, akosavosu kulum chaverim. And the gate to the regal, everybody has luck like a chaver, then we would not have this tumah of an amorat. That's what Mishnah is talking about over here. But this case here was. It was the regal, therefore he was only afraid he was a boiler neither or not. So now that he found out he was not a boiler neither, therefore the Kohen Gadol was still tahor. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding daf Lama Gimel the base, so we're going for the Mishnah again. Just nice on the last sugi we learned, that the locha was a chiluk between a koton, was a ben tes, or ben yoy mechot, the chiluk was like this. The negayet hilchus zov, if he has a tumazav, that comes out even be yoy mechot, even as one day old baby, he could also have tumazav if he sees 2 days, or 2 times in a row, or 3 times in a row. Marshenke and tumazera, tumazkeri, that talk only starts when he's 9 years old. A kid 9 years old, then if zera comes out, then his tummy. But before he's 9 years old, the Zerah comes out, and Echnami then will be Torah. That was the Chiluk before. So in the Ben Yemecha and the Ben Tes, with Tumas Zav or Tumas Keri. Again, so we're Benois Tzedukim, the daughters of Tzedukim. They're also people like Kusim, they were not Makabel Torah Shabbatah.
So b'zman shenogim lechas b'darka v'sim, if they go after the father's ways, harem k'kusoyis, at the same level k'kusoyis, that they have a tumas nidra on them, even though one day old. Pirshu lechas b'darka yisrael, if they turn to go towards a regular Jewish life, darka yisrael, then harem k'yisrael, they have lechas regular yisrael, and yisrael, and they're not tum, unless we know for sure they have dam nidra, they saw dam nidras. Rabbi Yosi Yomel le'erlem hen k'yisraelis, it's Minastam, she's also called Kiyisrael. So unless you know clear, she went Badarke Avasem the Tzedukim. So it must come out after Machloik is Minastam, but no Tzedukim, whether right the father was right to Yisrael. So it must be Bodo, this group is a Shiloh. Stam am I, what's the Malach of the Stam? There's Benay Tzedukim, Minastam, we don't know if she goes after her father or not, what Malach does she have? So Toshima, thought of saying that Benoist Tzedukin, his man, Shinehegis Lechas B'daki Avasehim, Harein Kukusoyis. Mashmo Stoma Kisraelis. Mashmin Astam, she's kosher. It's only Vino Klua. Clearly, she goes after her father. Aim say, what does the Sefer say then? The opposite is, Pirsha Lechas B'daki Yisrael, Harein Kisraelis. Only she goes for sure, Bosi Yisraelis. Her Stoma, though, is Kukusius. So Minastam, which is like a Kukusius. So the chutz is stiva. So more says true. The whole like the mashmim we know. For now, Mishnah can't bring a clear proof. From one way it's mashmis, for the other it's mashmis. Another way can't bring a clear proof. Toshmad tanan Rabbi Yosi Yomer the yerlam ain ki Yisraelis. Achiyefushal lechas b'darki yabaseim. They always have a lochah like Yisraelis. These bnei stukim let you know clearly to go to the father. That's Rabbi Yosi. So mashmim nastam the kosher. It's so mechlal that that's the machlekes that the Tanakhama server know that stam chakusi is a shmamina. That's really the machlekes Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosi. That the stam, if we don't know for sure, what are these benos stukim if they're called like the father or not? So that's the machlekes Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosi. That says Toshmak. Turn about him. That mitzvah b'zduki yech. What's happened with one stuki? Shasifim kohen gadol was talking with a kohen gadol was shook on the street. The nitzah tenur mipiv. And some spit came out of his mouth of the Amorites. For Nothland, Makan God, the fellow Abu God, the fellow Makan God was begotten. Variku punished the Kohen God, the Kohen God got like green, like he felt, oh, they, he's Tomei now, because the spit of the Amorites is Tomei. So called the Maitlishtoi, so the Kohen God went first to his wife, to his Amorites' wife. Omuloi, Afar P. Shinoshe Tadukimain, even though what really, she's the wife of a Stuki, the husband was a Stuki over here. But still, Masiyorois Minapushim, she said they're afraid of the Choshevah people. Well, Mar was Dam Chomer, they were Nizah very much, and Dam Nido, whenever she was Tomei, she would show it to the Chochem. So Kitzah, the husband, was not the Boyal, a Nida. Reb Yosi, Yosi said about this also, that Viki Monobem Yosi Minakoel, Vein Mar was Dam Chomer, Chutz Mishach HaShoysa B'shchunasenu, Shlei Heres Dam Chomer Mesa. That these Benais Tzedukim, Menachanami, they were Nizatak in Hilchas Nida, they used to show their dumb to the Chomim, and one lady did not, and she died. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol felt better that the husband was not a Boil Nida. So therefore, his Reich, his spit was not Tommy. So most still, as were typically Mishum Tznuah the Amorites, but even though it wasn't the Boil Nida, Stamas Adin Drabonim, that the spit of an Amorites is also Tommy. So also should have been the time when the Kohen Gadol was begotten. So Rabbi says, the case he was with Stuki Chavar. We're talking about Stuki, that was the Chavar, he's Mekayim the Mitzvahs, he watched himself. So he does not have a lock as if he's Tomei. Omer Rav, Rav said, Stuki Chavar Bel Nidah Meshavidus Lei, like if this Stuki was ashamed, he's a chosh of a person, so what was the question to ask of his wife if she was a Nidah or not, like a Chavar, a chosh of a person, not live with a Nidah. So that can't be the case over here. So Moses says, Rav Enechanami, the Amoris himself was not Chavar, but rather the case over here was, Elohim HaRavim,